scriptures today seem to be about confused priorities and desires. And so I thought we would start with somebody who was so passionate about serving God that he had given his whole life to doing everything he could. He was a Pharisee by the name of Saul of Tarsus, who became, of course, St. Paul. And this is from Romans chapter 7. This is St. Paul talking. I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my sinful nature. I want to do what is right, but I can't. I want to do what is good, but I don't. I don't want to do what is wrong, but I do it anyway. But if I do what I don't want to do, I am not really the one doing it. It is sin living in me that does it. I have discovered this principle of life, that when I want to do what is right, I inevitably do what is wrong. I love God's law with all my heart, but there is another power within me that is at war with my mind. This power makes me a slave to the sin that is still within me. Oh, what a miserable person I am. Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death? Thank God. The answer is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So you see how it is. In my mind, I really want to obey God's law, but because of my sinful nature, I am a slave to sin. Now, this is somebody that really, really, really dedicated his life fully to serve God. And he acknowledges, even with everything he had going for him, that he had this struggle going on. There was a war going on, it says, inside of him. The war, there was this war of sin and death, as opposed to the Spirit of God living within and transforming and renewing us. And the exciting thing about it is, the scriptures tell us there is a way of overcoming this. And, you know, it would seem like this listing from Galatians of what the sinful nature produces is a pretty nasty list. But if somebody were to take a look at this country from the outside, they might say that these sins are prevalent in our society in much of what you see, much of what people have embraced, even as okay. And so in Luke, I just want to go back a little bit. This is in Luke chapter 9, and I want to go to the first thing in the chapter. It starts with this. It says, so Jesus called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases, and he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal. Okay, this is in the same chapter that we are dealing with right now. And so, and he tells them that their duty is to go and preach about the kingdom of God. And so he anointed them and he empowered them. But, you know, even with that power, they have this confusion that takes place. I love the part where he wants to, they want to know if they should cast down the power of heaven on these people, you know, that did not welcome them into the community. Now, I understand that in that time, as Father Brian was preaching recently, hospitality was a big thing. But I don't think it was quite at this level, you know, that he had to bring down the power of from heaven. Now, so, you know, the interesting thing about it is they knew that the power of heaven had been given to them and that they were able to use that power to do amazing things. They didn't ask Jesus to do it. They knew that he had given them power to do something like that. And so, you know, like St. Paul, now here are people who have been given the power of the Spirit of the living God, but still have this struggle going on inside them. They're still in the flesh. And so God calls them, you know, to embrace a change that takes place, and God begins to transform them, it says, and renew their minds, to make their minds differently, to think like God thinks instead of how man thinks. You know, it talks a lot in these things about the sinful nature, and it talks about desires. We have a society now that has said, okay, if you desire it, it must be okay. Maybe that's how God made you. And the scriptures tell us exactly something different. It says in Galatians chapter 5, the sinful nature wants to do evil. It wants to do evil with it, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desires that are opposite of what the sinful nature desires. So how do we gain dominance over our sinful nature? Well, if the actual answer seems to be fairly obvious, we need to walk in the Spirit fully, right? Now the problem with us is that we leak terribly, you know, and even if you wake up in the morning and you are always faithful to say your prayers and you say, come Holy Spirit and be with me this day, control my thoughts, control my actions, that they might be in line with the wonderful Lord Savior, Jesus Christ, and that by the power of the Holy Spirit, give me victory over all temptation and any desires that are not yours. I don't know about you, but I don't ever usually get that full prayer out, you know? But even if we did that, an hour later, we may have forgotten. And other things come in and they begin to draw us away from our wonderful Lord. That's why he talks about being praying all the time, you know, in the Spirit, at the level so we can gain some victory. But talks about what follows the desires of our sinful nature is this list that is absolutely shocking. This is in 19 through 21. It's sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties. Why is that a sin? No, I'm just kidding. And other sins like these. You kind of get the idea, right? This is what the sinful nature draws people to, but God has told us that he's drawing us, he's given us new desires, and that our desires will seek to manifest new things in the Spirit. And this list is so precious. This is called the fruit of the Spirit. I want you to notice that is one word. It's not the fruits of the Spirit. It's not a listing of things you get, maybe one or two of these things. God tells you that it is his desire in his Spirit to give you this kind of victory in life. And if you're not getting it, repentance, confession, you know, and invoking the Spirit again, and being filled by just overflowing with the Spirit. And it tells you this wonderful list of love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and that wonderful one, self-control. That is a list that is so wonderful. I was thinking about, it's interesting that Dana would come today. I was thinking of the Beatles song, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. And that's the only thing we don't have enough of, right? You know? And so here we are, we're finding out that you can't find it in a bar. You can't find it on the internet. You know, you can find love through the Lord God. He comes and gives people the wonderful, precious gift of the Spirit and the gift of love that is not a love that is corrupt. It is not a love that has been, perverted. I didn't want to use that word, but you know, it's the correct one, right? So we have right now, you know, a call on this weekend as a nation, to be living witnesses in a society that is completely corrupted by the law of sin and death. So God calls us in our own little worlds to be a light among the Gentiles. He's called us to have the light of Christ shine in us in order that this world, that we might chase the darkness away. I don't think that we have lost the battle. We've lost battles, but we haven't lost the war. We've been promised this, that we will win. Remember that whole thing about there? If somebody says, I snuck a peek at the back of the book and we win, you just be reminded again every day, you can have victory. God empowers you to have victory, and he calls every one of us, you know, to have a very short list of things that we want to get this stuff out of me, rip it out of me, and replace it with God's blessing and his wonderful spirit. So let's just take a little moment right now and ask God, you know, what is it that we've allowed to creep into our lives and in our minds are causing us to find it difficult to allow the fullness of the fruit of the Spirit to be manifest in our lives. And then we're going to ask God to forgive us for that and ask him to send his Holy Spirit afresh and anew upon us. So let's take a moment.